Good morning, gentlemen. We're continuing our study of Eshet Chayil. We've been discussing the comparison of the great woman and the great person, anybody, to a penina, to a pearl that is rare and very, very valuable, which comes from a most difficult situation, which produces the most beautiful and valuable pearl. This is the way of a human being. A person is created at a much higher value, becomes a much greater commodity when they go through experiences that are challenging and rise above them. I'd like to share with you the words of the Ramban in his Sefer Emunah Bitachon. The Ramban says like this, the Al Tachshov, he says, don't think. When someone says, when a great person says, don't think, so probably that's what you think. So he's telling you, don't think. What is what we would have thought? Shema'alato shel Avraham Avinu. Someone asked you, what was the great ma'ala? What was the great aspect, the greatness, the great accomplishments of Avraham Avinu? After all, Avraham Avinu was the first Jew. He's the one that Hashem chose, and from him came Am Yisrael. So if someone asks, what's the ma'ala of Avraham Avinu? So he says, don't think that it was so great in front of Hashem, mitzad shekiyem kol haTorah. It's because he fulfilled all of the requirements of the Torah. Avraham Avinu lived the life of Torah, and he lived accordingly and did all the mitzvot. So good. That's a beautiful accomplishment, especially for a man who never received the Torah, to be able to, on his own, get to the level where he's learning the Torah of Hashem and doing the mitzvot of Hashem. It's a massive accomplishment, even for post-Matan Torah. Imagine how great that would be for pre-Matan Torah, before we got the Torah. Here's a man who did all the mitzvot. Says that I'm bad. I know you think that. I know that you think his greatness came from his great accomplishments in Torah, in mitzvot, in chesed, in all the important things, the important values of Torah. He says that can't be. That's not what made Avraham Avinu special. It's amazing. Sheare, I efshar shelo haya beYisrael mi shekiyem kol haTorah. Says that I'm mad. It's not possible that we didn't have other great people that also fulfilled the whole Torah. Great, it's a great thing, but that's not what made Avraham uniquely special. Abal hibato, he says, what made Avraham beloved, what made him special, beloved meaning what earned him special status. That when you travel with an airline many times, they give you a special status. They have a status. Basically, they're telling you, we love you. They don't love you, really. They love your money. But at the end of the day, they want to show you love. So they put you ahead whenever they can. Any privileges that they can give you, they'll give you to show you the love that you stay close to them. It wants you to be loyal. Hashem has a special status club. This special status is earned by certain people and brings them certain privileges that God gives out to show them love He not only loves them, he loves everybody. Hashem loves every one of his creations. But he shows them Heibato. He shows them Heibato Haita. Hashem gave Avraham Avinu so much beracha in his life, both while he's alive and for eternity. He says, where did that status that Hashem showers upon a person, where does it come from? Not because he fulfilled all the mitzvot. That's like a huge accomplishment, to fulfill all the mitzvot, to live a life that's dedicated to Hashem in every single aspect. But that wasn't it. That doesn't get you to be in the platinum stage. Maybe you get gold.
Why am I quote?
For all the Torah, you get gold standard. But to get to the highest, Aval hibato aita lifnei hamakom lifi she'amad be'asara nisyonot. He says this platinum level membership, where you get this special love and privileges that comes out of that love, that happened because of his tremendous koach in standing in the face of challenges. And he didn't allow challenges to break his spirit, to break his happiness, to break his strength, to break his faithfulness. He was a man that didn't allow the challenges of life to break him in any which way. Like we learned yesterday, how the Satan saw Avraham Avinu in a very challenging moment, and he was not at all broken. He kept moving. He kept going. Says the Ramban, again, and again, this seems to be supported by the Gemara we learned yesterday. The Ramban says, this is what makes you a favored status in the eyes of the Creator. When He sends you a challenge, and you stand up, and you take it on, you don't get into a lower state of spirituality, Chas v'Shalom. You don't complain. You don't lose strength. You move forward with all the Gevura. So now you have an answer. Someone asked you, what's special about your great-grandfather Avraham Avinu? Listen to a Hidush from the Stipla, Alav HaShalom. Someone came to him to ask him for a bracha, this holy man, that he should have no challenges in his Avodat Hashem. He should be able to serve Hashem without any challenges. Nice. He wants to do all the right things. Doesn't want the challenges to block him in any which way. Very sincere, beautiful request. Listen to the answer that the stipler gave this man. He told him, without challenges, E'efshar le'hatzliach. So you're asking to be a failure in life. If I bless you to have no challenges, and my beracha is fulfilled, so basically you're asking me to bless you that you should not succeed in life. He says, Sod ha'atzlaha, the secret of all success, Behit gavrut alatido, is specifically through the challenges that produce success. So it's not just, oh, by the way, it's a great thing to stand up for challenges. Now we're learning, you can't even be successful in life if you don't have the challenges and you stand up and you mitgaber and you become this powerful person that rises above the challenges. Again, we don't pray for them. We don't ask for them. That sounds too confident. We're scared of them because challenges could also break a person. So we don't ask for them. But to go ask for a bracha from a great tzaddik, please don't give me challenges, that we don't do either. You don't ask Hashem, Hashem, please don't give me any challenges. I just want calm, easy, perfect life. I just want everything to go smooth. Don't give me challenges, please. Don't do that. Right. Don't ask for challenges and ask for beracha to have the strength and the wisdom to overcome the challenges. But don't ask to have no challenges. Basically, you're asking to be a failure in life. To be matzliach in life, you need challenges. The Stipler writes in one of his letters, this is what he writes. He says it's known that anybody who gets involved with community organizations or community service, whatever it might be, whether it's a rabbi or it's a teacher or whether it's a person involved with money, or anytime you're involved in tzorche tzibur, you're involved in the public needs. He said it's known that that job is going to be full of tzar. You can have a lot of headaches. Ve'agmat nefesh. You can have a lot of situations where you're going to feel sad. He says, Keyadua, as is known. Basically, if you want to suffer in life, take on a public position. That's what he's saying. If known, you take on any public figure position, you're going to get pretty rattled from many areas. People will complain to you. People will talk about you. People will put you down. The people you're trying to help will take it backwards. It's known. You cannot be in a public position without getting all kinds of attacks and challenges. You could sit at home and do nothing, take care of yourself. You might be spared a lot of challenges. You step into the public scene, you are guaranteed to have a lot of challenges. He says it's known. You don't need a Stipler for this. This is obvious. But he says, you know what? He says, how come a person who's you would think the opposite? Here's a guy who decided he's going to volunteer to help people, to help the community. You would think that this is the guy that's going to be treated. You would think that Hashem would make the world. We know where the challenges come from. People disagree. People don't like the way you're doing it. People get offended. We understand, but Hashem made the world that way. Hashem could have made it that which is logical, by the way, that when a guy from 1,000 people steps up and says, I want to dedicate myself to hope, to help these 1,000 people, Hashem should have made it. You would think that he would be recognized, respected, they would be appreciated. That's what the logic would say. That someone who decided to help the community is going to have only good things to say about him. Just for volunteering. He didn't have to volunteer. Why did Hashem make it that every time you're involved with people, things get harder? Again, we know how it happens in the world that we live. But you have to know Hashem created that. He created that in the world that when you step up to help others, you're going to get smacked back and forth. Why did Hashem make it like that? Says the Stipler, because when someone steps up to help the community, we need him to succeed. Because he's not just working for himself, he's helping people. How's he going to succeed if he doesn't have challenges? Because without challenges, you can't be matzliach. Lefum sa'ara agra.
You can only get the reward of success when you go through a challenge.
So therefore, the person that stepped up, his success is greater than just a regular guy sitting at home, because the community is relying on him.
So because his success is so essential, it has to be that he has to go through more challenges. Because there's no hatzlacha without challenges.
Only. Of course, there are all kinds of challenges. Not all challenges are the same, and you don't have to have, God forbid, a tremendous amount of suffering to be called a challenge. But bottom line, the disciple is telling you, there is no hatzlacha without nisyonot. That's it. So don't ask for no nisyonot. And when you have a nisayon, you have to know, this is just a key to the hatzlacha that's coming. Obviously, it doesn't feel that way when you're going through it, but you have to know the truth. The greatest thing you could do for yourself is know how to read the map of life. Once you know how to read the map of life, everything changes. When you don't know how to read the map, you read backwards. Instead of saying, wow, okay, Hashem is sending me something so I can be matzliach, you start complaining, what do I do to deserve this? You're not reading the map. When you read the map wrong, everything goes wrong. You end up getting lost in every area. Read the map. Challenge is the necessary cause to success. That's it. Bottom line.
Okay, then.
The great Mashkiach, Rav Dan Segal, asks.
He says, we find by Yaakov Avinu that he had a nisayon with Yosef. And because of this challenge with Yosef's been taken away from him, 22 years, he didn't have the Shekhinah connection like he had before. Being that the situation was difficult, he lost that connection for 22 years. He was lacking a certain simha.
Yeah.
That's needed for the spiritual connection to Hashem. He had simha. But to be connected to Hashem, you got to be on a different level of simha. And he lost it for 22 years because of the absence of Yosef.
So he says, how can it be that that was a good thing for him? How could you say that it was a great challenge? He lost the Shekhinah for 22 years.
Mm.
So he says, he gives a mashal. So imagine a person has a mission to save someone's life. So, where's the guy that needs to save his life? He's in a very dirty place. In dirty places, you're not allowed to think Torah, you're not allowed to learn Torah. So now he goes, and he's in this place for who knows how long it takes him to save the guy's life. He goes, he finds him, he does all that he does. He's a doctor, he takes care of him, spends days and saves the guy's life. But meanwhile, the whole time he's there, he's not able to learn because he's in a dirty place. He says, was it worth it? So he says, of course it's worth it. He says, because now that you saved the guy's life, you're a different madrega. And going forward, you're learning will be that much greater because of your great accomplishment. So sometimes a person feels they're going through a challenge. Hashem, why are you doing this to me? I can't learn like I used to. I'm not able to pray like I used to. I have all kinds of things. How could this be better for me? I was doing so much more because I had so much more time and ability. How could a challenge that you send me, how could that be better for me when I see that in reality, I'm just unable to do because I have to go to the doctor, Hasbeh Shalom, or I have to go take care of something that I didn't have to before. How can that be better for me? How can a challenge be better for me when I was able to do so much more before? Says the great Mashkiach, no. Because after you go through it, you're not the same person. And whatever you'll do from there on is going to be way more valuable
than before. So maybe now you have to go through difficulty and you won't be able to do as much for the time being. But when you go through the challenge and you get out of it, everything you do after is going to be way more valuable than what you had before. So yeah, 22 years, he wasn't able to connect to the Shekhinah. But going through that challenge made all the greatness afterwards many, many more times over that way exceeded the 22-year loss, because the value of Yaakov Avinu became that much greater after. It was worth the 22 years. That's how great it is. It's worth the 22 years of not having the Shekhinah connection for the level that he was able to reach of the nisayon, of the challenge that he had with Yosef. So nisyonot not only brings success, but it brings a person to a much higher level that he wouldn't be able to reach without it. And even the cost of not doing as much spiritually, if that's what the situation is worthwhile for the exchange, because you're going to get so much more afterward. Of course, only if a person is going to be able to step up like Yaakov Avinu did. You know, a person gets challenged, says the Gemara, says, this is a Gemara, it's hard to understand. It's not pleasant when you hear it. Gemara says, Amar Avuna, Kol she'akadosh baruch hu hafetz bo. Anyone that Hashem wants him, loves him, desires him, medake'o be'yisurim, he sends him challenges. Interesting. Hashem loves you? Oh, send you challenges. Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Vadonai hafetz, the one who Hashem loves, dake'o aholi, he will send him a challenge. It doesn't have to be a huge challenge, but he sends him a challenge. That's a gift. Hashem, oh, I love you.
Challenge.
So when you get a challenge, you know, Hashem loves you. If you say to yourself, I don't understand, what did I do? No, the opposite. Whatever you do, you did great. Hashem loves you. He sends you a challenge. That's what it says. I'm reading a pasuk.
Unbelievable.
The pasuk continues, by the way. Says this guy, out of after the challenge, if he knows how to deal with it, Yir'ezera, he will see great children, Ya'arich Yamim, have a long life, Ve'hepetz, not long life, long days, Ya'arich Yamim, Ve'hepetz Adonai Be'ado Yitzlah, and he will have Hashem's success with him. Interesting. Say one more time. Sam loves somebody and doesn't know what to do for him. He loves someone, you want to get him a gift. Sometimes you don't know what to do for him. You love the guy so much. What can I get him? What does he need? Hashem says, oh, send him some challenges. Imagine how backwards we think. Or we think this is backwards. But bottom line, we're not aligned with this. Hashem says, I love a guy so much, I can't take it. What can I do for him? Let me send him a challenge. What is this all about? A person might say after this, you know what? Don't love me so much. You don't love me better? Who wants to be loved like this? That's what's going on here? So let me give you a beautiful mashal. I give you a beautiful mashal. You have a king that very much loved somebody, a man, a farmer, a simple farmer, loved him so much. Because he loved him, he wanted to be more connected to him. He wanted to be really close to him. When a person loves someone or something, they want to be tight with it. That's part of love. They want to connect. Hashem loves somebody. He wants to be close to him. He wants to be with him all the time. So, he sends a message to this farmer. It says, listen, I'm going to come. I'm moving into your house. I'm going to come visit you. But I'm going to move in. I don't know how long you're staying there. I want to be, I want to live with you. Wow. That gets a message. The king wants to move into his house. He lost his mind. He can't believe it. The king's going to move to my house? What a kavod to live with the king. Okay. He accepts. The king sends a whole group of people. They come to his house. They start ripping all the furniture in the garbage. Go, what are you doing? It's my couch. They take all his beds in the garbage. They bring all kinds of, what do they call those? Those containers, the garbage containers? Dumpsters. And they're ripping every wall in his house. They come with axe. They're breaking this. They're doing that. What are you guys doing to me? So what do you mean? The king is coming. The king is coming. I destroyed my house. If the king is coming, you should make my house nicer. They ignore him, of course. The guys, I'm honest, as I understand. They rip out his whole house. They take out everything. They start from scratch. They make the most beautiful home that's appropriate for the king. King can move into a place like the one he has. They make the home gorgeous. They bring beautiful furniture. They bring everything from the top of the line that's appropriate for a melech. The guy sees his home. He sees the king coming. What a beautiful, beautiful situation. This connection is real. It's appropriate. The king can't hang out in a dirty place in a home like he had. That is exactly what the pasuk means. Hashem loves somebody. He wants to be closer with them. But to be closer with someone, the presence of Hashem's Kiddushah doesn't have the ability to be in every single space in this world. If the space is not pure, if the space is unholy, if the space is not fine, if it's not refined, Hashem doesn't connect Kedushah and Tum'ah. They don't go. You can't bring Kedushah in a place where there's Tum'ah. It doesn't work. So in order for Hashem to come, he loves the guy. He wants to come closer to him. So what he's got to do? He's got to get rid of all the unwanted furniture, all the things that would disrupt the presence of the melech in his life. But after that happens, what does it feel like? What is it? What kind of beracha is it to have the creator of the world living with you wherever you are, wherever you go? For that to happen, you need to have a place, ve'asuli mikdash b'shachanti betocham. You can't have Hashem living with you if you're not able to hold his presence. So in order to make his presence able to connect, Hashem will send you whatever is needed to clean out your furniture and clean out whatever things that are disrupting of the relationship. And that's what it means, that Hashem loves somebody, so he wants to be close to him. But he can't be close to him if he's missing certain things or he has certain things blocking. Hashem, okay, I'll take care of it. I'll send him certain challenges, and those challenges will help him get rid of all the things that are unwanted. That's what we say. We don't say it, but some say it. Some communities say it. In the Lecha Dodi, we skip the stanza. But one of the stanzas says, Hit na'ari me'afar kumi. Hit na'ari means shake off your dirt. Get up. It na'ari. You have dirt on you. Itnari, shake it off. Kumi and stand up. Lifshi b'chde tif'artech ami. Hashem says, my nation, now after he got rid of the dirt, now you could wear the clothing of splendor and the clothing of honor. You can't put on, imagine a guy is going to his daughter's wedding. He just came back from a fishing trip and he's also wrestling in the mud. And he came ready for his daughter's wedding. He puts on his suit and his tie and he goes to the wedding. Guy looks dirty, horrible. How can a tuxedo look good with such a dirty person? First thing he has to do is clean himself. After you clean yourself, you can put on the clothing. To put on the clothing of godliness, you got to clean yourself. That's what it says. Hitna'ari me'afai kumi. Get rid of the dirt. Then, lifshi b'chde tifartech. Now you can wear the real clothing of hatzlaha, the real clothing of greatness. You know, it's important to know that change is not easy. Basically, when Hashem sends someone a challenge, if you want to just make it very simple, when Hashem sends a person a challenge, whatever it may be, again, it doesn't have to be major issues. If we were able to really read the map right, we would see challenges along the way every day of life. There could be small things. The Gemara says, Yisurin could be as small as a guy who took out the wrong coin from his pocket. He thought he's going for a dime, he got a nickel. Okay, it's already called Yisurin. Meaning if you know how to read the map, you'll see Yisurin in even the smallest things. You don't need, only the guy who can't see the small Yisurin needs the major wake up Yisurin. You don't need those. You don't necessarily need the big issues of life to wake you up. It's possible to have Yisurin on a very, very small level, but if you're reading the map, you're good already. You got the message. So Yisurin is basically, it's a call for change. That's really what it is. When Hashem someone, that's what I mean. Hashem loves you. He wants to be closer to you. He wants to be part of your life, and there's nothing that you want more than to be with him too. Oh, so you gotta make some changes. So how are you gonna make changes? Well, Hashem could turn you on his own, but that's not free choice. So the way Hashem sends the message, we need to make a change, is he sends you Yisurin. It's a call for action. You know, people, they stand on the platform of the train for many, many days of their life. Guy is standing by the platform. Where are you going? He's not sure. This is where he wants to go. He wants to go north, Canada, or wants to go to Florida. He's not so sure. So he stands on the platform. He hangs out. He gets a room in the platform. He eats, he drinks, he relaxes. Trains are coming, headed south. He looks at it. I'm not really interested to go south. He has other reasons why he wants to go north. The train comes to go north. Not so she wants to go north either. He really would like to go south for other reasons. So his whole life, he's spending on the platform. Train is passing him up. A train is passing him down. And he's sitting, relaxing, taking it easy. All of a sudden, the alarm rings. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a bomb on the platform. In 5 minutes, there will not be a platform. All of a sudden, he sees a train, one going north, one going south. At that point, he's got to get off the platform. You got to make a decision, sir. Call for action. Yisurin challenges are a call for action. A person can live on the platform his whole life, and not really make any real decisions of where they need to go. And when Hashem sends a guy a challenge, he's got to move. By the way, he could take the wrong train too. When you send a guy the warning, he can also go south, go the wrong way also. But it's at least a call that you got to move. There are people who get challenged, and unfortunately, we can't judge anybody. And unfortunately, when they get a challenge, they go the other way. They start to say, oh, God hates me, or all kinds of talk that come from frustration and hurt and pain. And instead of going higher, they go lower. That's also true. Hashem can't make you do the right thing. All he can do is make you get off the platform. Now you still got to decide which way you're going. Yisurin is a call for change. It's a call for action. And fortunate are those who see the Yisurin in the small things. The small things that happen. If you get the Yisurin from there, you don't need to have. Hashem doesn't enjoy sending you problems. But he needs you to make a change for you. Because there's no greater achievement in life than to live with the Creator. You have such a beracha in your life, now and for eternity. But you got to do it. He can't do it for you. So he needs you to get off the platform. So he tells you, you know what? They make an announcement. Please, everyone get off the platform. I say, you ignore it. They say, you know what, guys? Please. We're for construction today. He ignores it. He keeps ignoring the calls. Okay, so like, oh, it's a bomb now. You got to get out. But fortunate is the person who sees the Yisurin in the small things, because the purpose is to call a person for change. And there's no person on the planet that's more capable of change than Am Yisrael. If you are one of Am Yisrael, you have a gift. The gift is the ability to make changes in your life. When change, we know, is difficult. We know change is scary. Change is risky. Change requires a certain amount of honesty to admit that you were wrong for so long. Change is hard. Most people, A, don't like the change, and B, find it very hard to change. But being part of Am Yisrael, there is a certain advantage that we have. Doesn't mean it's automatic. It just means that we have within our ability this power to adapt and to change quickly and look at our history. In so many ways, we see people that change so much, even in a short time. People used to be very angry. They became very calm. I've seen many, many, many thousands of people that looked one way and changed. It really changed. They became a different person. Guy was always sad, always had a face of the Shavuot. All that. Smiled, you guys. Bisimha. Had different. I've seen it. Different person. Change. Our people have changed as a nation. We've been chased from one country, adapted to a new country, and built up, and we changed, and we did, and we worked, and we succeeded. There is no nation that can adapt and change more than our nation. And that's what happened. That's why we got the Torah. When all the nations weren't willing to accept the change of Torah, it's a major change for a guy to have zero Torah, zero mitzvot, and to be expected that the day after they already have to keep all the mitzvot. Who could do that? Kashrut, Nida, Shabbat, Berachot, the way, Lashon Hara, everything. Who is able to take the Torah this huge list of obligations and say that overnight they're going to be able. Torah that wasn't given to us gradually. Hashem didn't say, you know what, I'll give you 40 years. You know, work on the 40-year program day by day. Hopefully, by 40 years, you'll be able to fulfill the whole thing. No. The expectation was tomorrow. So I give you the Torah. You ready to go?
Let's go.
The other nations said, I can't do it. And who can blame them? I can't do it. I can't commit to start tomorrow. I got a lot of challenges here. The change is too big. Maybe if you give me time, I'm sure the nations would have, the world would have agreed if you gave them a few years to be able to slowly work on it. Hey, we'll get there. But Am Yisrael, this is the secret of Am Yisrael, said, Na'aseh b'nishma. They said, no, we are in. We're going to change. We're going to do it. We're going to make the changes. Yes. And we'll do it quickly if that's what's needed. This is the uniqueness of Am Yisrael. The ability to make changes, even though changes are hard. The ability to make a transformation is part of our makeup. Not only spiritually, but in every way. This is the uniqueness of our people. If not that, how did we survive all these years? How? All the oppression, all the anti-Semitism, all the pogroms, all the Holocaust, all the different things. How in the world are we even surviving? We're not just surviving. Growing, we're building, we're going. How? Because it is within our DNA that we are a nation, we are individuals that are able to make changes when needed. We just have to know it's needed. Not every Jew is changing. They don't think it's needed, so it's fine. But if you know that you need to make the change, there is nobody like our people that can find the strength to make the necessary changes. So nobody could say, I am part of Am Yisrael. I can't change. Say you don't want to change. That's something else. But don't say I can't. I can't is not something in our dictionary. Change is part of our capability. It's what kept us strong. No matter what your situation is, you've been sulking for 6 months because of something that happened to you. You got to change. No, I can't. No. Oh, you're a Jew? Let me see your lineage. Maybe you're not Jewish. Because if you're a Jew, you can't say, I can't. Say, I'm not in the mood to. Say, I don't know if I have to. Okay, something else. But you gotta know. If this is what's called for, you got to do it. Nobody from our nation isn't capable of making the necessary changes in their life. I'm just going to end off with the words of the Ramban. By the way, before the Ramban, this reminds us of the famous Mishnah Perkei Avot. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, says Yehuda ben Tema, I want you to be Kal Kanesher. He says, you should be light like an eagle. And of course, the question is that an eagle is not light. It's the heaviest bird. There are many light birds. But to say, be light like an eagle, that's like a contradiction. How do you be light like an eagle? Light like a sparrow. Light like a pigeon. I don't know. What an eagle. Eagle's huge. It's heavy. But that's today's class. To be light bird to fly is no hidush. That doesn't make you special. But when you're very heavy and you're able to fly, that's something. To fly in life, really, to be accomplished in life, when a person is heavy, when it's difficult, when you have to push, when you have to go, and to be able to fly in there, that's the accomplishment of life. If a kal kanesher, when the challenges of life come your way and you feel that you're being weighed down and you're able to fly, this is what's going to make you accomplish. Kal kanesher. An eagle flies the highest and it's the heaviest.
Wow.
Because the challenge of the eagle to fly makes him stronger and better and greater. the greater the challenge, the higher a person can fly. Let me just finish with the words of the Rambam. This is the Rambam you have to memorize. Says the Rambam, listen to this Rambam, in one of his letters, he says, Musar HaTorah, the guidance of the Torah, HaTochachot, the rebuke, the Hadinim, and the laws, HaLekuhim, that we take from the prophets, basically the Torah, the laws of the Torah, the Musar of the Torah, the warnings of the Torah, V'yedi'at hanhagoteim atovot, to know what's really considered proper behavior and proper way of life. Basically, a guy who's learning Torah, a person who lives a life of Torah. So now, if I asked you, what's the gain of learning Torah? Sit every day, you learn as much as you can, and keep the mitzvot, and follow the Torah, and live with the values of Torah. Someone asked you, what's special about that? So what do you mean? That's living a life that Hashem wants from you. It makes you a holy person, it makes you a special person, it makes you gives you bin olam haba status, whatever we come up with. But the Rambam here comes and says another advantage. When you're coming and you commit yourself to learning and to be living a life of Torah, says the Rambam, yo'ilu, the word mo'il means benefit. It's going to benefit you, meaning a side benefit that maybe you weren't thinking about, besides the obvious benefits of living a life of Torah. He says, yo'ilu letaken et midot hanefesh. He says it's going to help you fix the character of your soul. Ad shetagia atechuna hanichbedet, meaning you're going to have a very refined makeup as a result. I'm going to skip a little bit. Lachen, and because of your fine makeup that comes to your commitment to Torah and mitzvot, lachen lo timtza elu hahitragshuyot. He says, you're not going to find by this guy who is committed to Torah and mitzvot, you're not going to find the emotion, the excitement, the negative excitement, he means. Sheyeholelu shinuyim ba'adam ki'im lepehute ha'am. Meaning when a person has an issue in life and they get thrown off, they get emotional about it. They get down from it. They can't sleep. They worry. They can't. He says that type of reaction to life situations, when you get negatively excited, when things come your way, he says that's for pehute ha'am. That's for the lower people. Rak le'elu asher en lahem chokhma umidot. Those are the people who are not learning, they're not refined, they're not taking care of themselves the way they're supposed to. By them you will find that when something happens in their life and it shakes up their life, all of a sudden they get all shaken and they're all over the place. They need medication, they need this, they need that, because they're not prepared for it. Says the Rambam, how do you prepare for life situations that can cause disruption in your life? You can't do this after. I mean, you could do it after, but to prevent it altogether, you start before. It says the Rambam, if a person is committed to the chokhmah of the Torah, the wisdom of the Torah, and the life of Torah, within that life, already there's a prescription. You know, some things, for example, you have milk that Hashem gave a mother for his children. So years ago, they thought, what do you need this milk for? Just give him bottles. And they realized afterwards that what the milk has, besides the normal milk nutrients, there are other things in that milk that are going to save them from this. They're going to help them in that. You can't replace that. So they said, no, from now on, better let the mother feed the baby, because that milk is irreplaceable. That's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam says, beside the obvious advantage of Torah life, but there are certain things in the Torah life that prevent things from happening in a negative way, which you never would think about. Says the Rambam, you know what's part of your Torah? A guy, you raise a child who's learning Torah, who's committed Torah and mitzvot. You know what you're raising? Besides a servant of God. Besides that. Which is unbelievable. Besides Olam Haba. Unbelievable. You're raising a guy who has a vaccine, antibodies for the challenges of life. Because when you have the Torah Chokhmah, and you're in that world, when challenges come, automatically you read the map properly and you will be able to live more effectively and more powerfully. But without the Torah in your life, when things come your way, all of a sudden you're thrown off. Says the Rambam, that's your ilu. The Torah world, it's going to be more ill. It's going to help you in ways you didn't imagine. There's this ingredient that protects you from all the different waves that blows people away from their happiness and their greatness. How fortunate we are to have such a ability to live life with Torah and mitzvot. And not only will be living an elevated holy life, but we'll also be living a protected life from all the different tornadoes of life. This is the story with the challenges of life. That's the Eshet Hayil, the Penina, that develops the beautiful pearl that develops from the challenges of the oyster. And that's how great people, great women are made, great men are made. We must always be aware of the map and how to read it. Have a wonderful day.